We're back for a couple more minutes with Dr. Ricky Ott, whose Sound Truth and Corporate Myths talks about the legacy of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Bill, you were putting forth, can't we do something about the reasonable test? Dr. Ott?
Well, that certainly would apply to scientists, you would think.
You would think, but I mean, remember, these are the same scientists that had little beakers going for 4 days and were trying to extrapolate to long-term effects from four-day tests. So what I did in the end of my book was I devoted a whole chapter to recommendations. Recommendations for the government, federal and state, recommendations for the industry, recommendations for people. And along this venue is, you know, academics. What should academics be doing? And not certainly we have one of my big arguments is that science should be for the people. It should be to help us better understand and improve our environment for future generations, for, you know, forever. And we need sound science to understand our natural world. And a lot of the scientists, I think, are all getting too theoretical and too wrapped up in, well, you know, the theory of what looks good on paper and how they can publish another paper. And they're not taking the time to translate their results and make it real for people. And so people have kind of been left behind here. So what can people do now? And let's just focus on that. And this information can be found on my website, www.soundtruth.info, because we're not going to get there in 4.5 minutes. But some of the most critical things are energy literacy, which means where you take the time to analyze your own energy consumption. When you flip on a light switch, where's that power coming from? When you turn on the air conditioning or the heat, where's that power coming from? What are the health costs associated with that? The waste costs. How can you, or we as an individual, wean ourselves of these fossil fuels? What might be the options? And I think this is so critical that I'm actually devoting the proceeds of my book to education K-12, energy alternatives and toxicity of oil. And then finally, I think the other thing that you'll find on my website is our postcards that people can download for their congressional delegation. I encourage people to download these postcards, write comments, send them in, because what we'd like to get are congressional oversight hearings on the long-term health effects to people and to the environment. In revisiting the past, we'll be better prepared for the future. And this includes toxic tort lawsuits that are now being filed by the 9/11 cleanup workers. OSHA didn't serve them either. And on the environment side, it's critical that we reopen this 1991 case for public damages. This was a settlement back then, but it had a little clause in it for unanticipated long-term harm, which we've certainly seen in Prince William Sound. Again, encourage your congressional delegation to go there. We have only until September 6th.
Of 2005?
September 1st of 2006 to reopen this. And that would give us legal precedent that oil does, in fact, cause long-term harm, which, of course, all of our current laws are based on the 1970 science that oil only causes short-term harm. So this would kind of open a Pandora's box in terms of fixing our federal laws and making them more stronger.
We can expect the petroleum industry to fight that.
Absolutely, we can. But again, this is getting back to paying attention and it's an education process. We, the people, need to educate our congressional delegation that this is a concern. It's a public health threat, and we need to strengthen our environmental laws, our public health laws. This is how we do it. Step one, we get this reopener cooking here, and we get it opened.
And then there is that $100 million.
Okay, and then there's the mitigation. And a lot of the scientists are saying, we don't know how to mitigate. We can do nothing in Prince William Sound to get that oil out of the beaches. And what I'm saying is, fine, let's model it after the tobacco industry, where the money was used to educate people that oil is more toxic than we thought. And I think this is the big legacy of the Exxon Valdez oil spill, that oil is more toxic, it's causing public health problems in the here and now. And if you add those public health problems along to the global warming threats, the fact that we're running out of oil, it's going to get really expensive, the fact that we're fighting wars over resources. You know, when is the last straw? When do we pay attention and say enough? When do we individually commit, like I did back in 1989, that I'm going to make this my life, I'm going to make a difference?
And you have. We thank you, Dr. Ott.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Ricky Ott's book is called Sound Truth and Corporate Myths. You can find it and more about Dr. Ott's work at soundtruth.info. We thank Dr. Ott for choosing to actively work on behalf of us all and for having the courage to give voice to her concerns. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.